From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Miley. Hello.
There we go.
Am I here? Okay.
Now you are.
All right. Good morning, you guys. Listen, the next time you see a Nicki Minaj or Miley Cyrus video and think, what's the big deal? Consider a group of young girls who recently said that they are afraid of being raped, that they feel like being wanted by men, that if they want to be wanted by men, they have to act like hoochies, that they see in music videos and that they have to put out. And they also feel like if they want to wear protection and boys don't, that the boys will disregard them for someone else. I'm going inside her story with filmmaker Daryl Roberts, writer and director of the new documentary, America the Beautiful 3, where he deals with these kinds of issues. Good morning, Daryl.
Hey, how are you, Jackie?
Really well. You know, I watched this documentary and there were a lot of heartbreaking moments. Most for me as a black woman were the young black girls who were high school age, all having sex, all had children. And just the thing, you know, when the one young girl said, you know, I don't want my daughter to be like me, it really broke my heart. What made you want to make this documentary?
Basically, I saw a news report. It was a couple of years ago, and a guy had made a flyer at a college campus saying 10 ways to rape a woman and get away with it. Mm-hmm. And at first, the university didn't do anything about it until it got a lot of national attention. Then they stepped in. Then, about 2 weeks after that, the American Psychological Association released a report saying that the sexualization of young girls has reached a point of where it's now a mental health crisis. And I knew I wanted to examine this subject matter because I thought we had just really gone too far.
Now, you, in this film, a lot of the blame is put on, you know, the music industry and entertainment and the images that we're seeing, you know, on the big screen and small screen in magazines, but also on marketers and advertisers. In the film, you say that marketers are similar to pedophiles, or one of the people that you interview says that. How do you make that relation, marketers similar to pedophiles? Do you agree with that?
Actually, I do. The gentleman said it was a psychologist, and he just makes the correlation between how a pedophile learns the behavior of the victim, and then they do what they have to do to make them, you know, susceptible to their whims. And that's the exact same thing that marketers do. They learn the behavior of young kids, feed them sexualized images. And if the American Psychological Association know the effect that these sexualized images has on young kids, marketers do too, because they have a whole research department, but they know that behavior will keep them being consumers, they'll keep them having a low self-esteem, and, you know, needing to, you know, need something externally to feel good about themselves.
Tell us more about the four black girls I referred to earlier that you interviewed all at once. They had their school uniforms on, and they were, I think all of them were mothers, but they started having sex at a very young age. What did you walk away from after interviewing those girls?
I walked away in pain, actually. To be honest with you, I had never really heard the account of young girls so young, and they had all had kids between like 12 and 15. And like the one you quoted, who said that she didn't want her daughter to be like her, that was just like heartbreaking.
It was.
And all of them said that they felt that no one really loved them. And they know that their baby would love them. And that's why they had one. And they just feel hopeless in this society. And that's, I think, our fault as adults. I think we failed our youth. Because as a 14-year-old girl, you shouldn't be going around feeling like your parents, your teachers, that no one cares about you. That just shouldn't be happening in our culture.
What do you say to adults, you know, because it's not just the industry, it's those of us walking around every day that are desensitized to all of this as well. What would you say to adults who think, like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal, especially parents who let their kids, you know, watch these videos that we're talking about, the Nicki Minaj, you know, Anaconda video and things like that are out there?
You know, that's what's going on right now. Believe it or not, adults have their heads in the sand. They'll give their kids, like, video games or anything to distract them so they don't have to deal with the reality of what these kids are living in. And one of the purposes of the film is to become a gateway or an excuse so parents and kids can have these tough conversations, because I believe that as parents or adults, if we stop trying to be our kids' friends and dress like them and listen to their music and play on their Facebook and really be adults and support them and guide them, that our kids can thrive and realize their full potential. So I say that that's what parents, as adults, because it's not just parents. I think we have to become a community again. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do. We need to step in and, you know.
Daryl, what do we say to the entertainers like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus?
See, that's tough because, believe it or not, they're a part of this culture as well. So when they portray these sexualized images, they know it's because they're going to get attention on the red carpet, that people are going to follow their music. And it's all one big vicious cycle. But I would hope at some point that they realize that our young people look up to them and they have a social responsibility to act a certain way in public. The one girl in the film, she told me, we weren't filming at the time, but guys used to beat her a lot. I'm like, why do you allow men to beat you? She goes, well, that's just a part of growing up. I mean, when Chris Brown beat Rihanna, I mean, she keeps going back. That's just a part of what we have to deal with in order to have a relationship. And I almost literally cried right there having the interview.
Mm. There was also a moment where you talked to some folks from the Texas Medical Institution or some doctors who quoted this research that said when young girls have sex too young, it can affect them physically, like their brains aren't equipped to handle it. Can you explain that quickly?
Yes. Young females have this chemical called oxytocin, men's nasopressin. And Dr. Freda Bush was the doctor, and she talked about how when you, and these are bonding chemicals, so when you have sex with a person, it makes you bond with that person. She talks about when you repeatedly break that bond again, referring to repeated sex partners as a teenager, that it damages your ability to have fulfilling relationships later in life. Because you said the brain doesn't develop until you're 25 years old, your prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain that deals with consequential behavior. And she said she feels that a 12, 13, and 14-year-old is just too immature to be having sex, whereas now with parents giving in to peer pressure, we just kind of accept it and we try to get them protection and make sure they're okay, when she feels they shouldn't be doing it at all.
Mm. Where can we see this documentary, America the Beautiful 3? It's your third one.
If you go to our website, americathebeautifuldoc.com, so americathebeautifuldoc.com, we're going to theaters around the country. We're opening in Los Angeles this Friday. We'll be in Dallas on Monday, so I would hope the entire Tom Joyner Morning Show will come out to our premiere in Dallas on Monday.
It really is a impactful film, Daryl.
And what age should you show this?
Parents bringing their children.
We had a New York premiere last Friday, and a bunch of parents brought 13-year-olds. So I would say 13-year-olds and up, but with their parents, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm. All right, Daryl. It's powerful. He also, Tom, gets into the world of pageantry with these young girls wearing makeup and gyrating while they're on the stages, their talent. It really, really is something that I think all parents and all people should see. Daryl Roberts, it's America the Beautiful 3. Thank you, Daryl.
Hey, thank you.
Good job, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Huggy next. I know Huggy's on. Oh, really, man? Why? 26 past the hour.